You're welcome to Science. Welcome to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We're talking now about the summertime. It is hot. It's getting hot outside. Maybe you're thinking about dressing for the summer. And what's the first thing you can do when you dress for a hot day, really bright hot day? You put on something light, right? Light colored, because as Benjamin Franklin proved to us many years ago, dark fabrics, dark color absorb the sun's rays, and stuff gets very hot. He was melting snow in this. Well, what would happen if all the dark-colored roofs and dark-colored roads in the city were replaced with lighter-colored materials? Wouldn't that prevent them from heating up and cutting down on your air conditioning usage? Well, that's exactly what Stephen Chu, who is the Secretary of Energy and a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, had suggested in May, that we go on a campaign to replace or to paint the lots of roofs around the country white. If we painted them white, they would reflect light. If you go to Southern Europe, go to Greece, Santorini, all these places where it's really hot in the summer, you'll see all the buildings white stucco. Real everything is painted white. Could we do that? Should we do that? Can we do that in this country? And how much could we really save? Well, joining me now is Hashim Akberi. He runs the numbers on that question for us. He's senior scientist and leader at the Heat Island Group at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California. He's also a chaired professor at Concordia University in Montreal, where he's working on translating some of California's energy policy to the province of Quebec, and he joins us now from Montreal. Welcome to the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the program.
Thank you very much. How much of an impact could we have if we all painted our roofs white?
Great impact, as far as I am concerned. I think, first of all, I would like to make a slight distinction. I'm not all for painting the roofs white. All I am for is that, or I am promoting, is when the time comes in to do a re-roof or to do a major renovation of the roof or to install a new roof, choose a white color rather than a dark color. Mm-hmm. In that way, the incremental cost for most roofing application is zero. Your air conditioning load would be significantly lower. If your building is air conditioned, if the building is not air conditioned, your building is going to be a lot more comfortable with a white roof. And then having a lot of white roofs around the city would improve the outdoor ambient condition, and also will improve the air quality in the urban heat islands. And finally, if you have for each 100 square feet of roof area that you turn white from black, you offset 1 ton of CO2 emissions. So for a typical house which has about 2,000 square feet of roof area, installing a white roof rather than a white black roof, you would offset 20 tons of CO2 emissions.
That's a huge amount.
That's a huge amount, particularly if it is being done on an international scale. We have done some analysis, and we are finding out that if the entire world, particularly in the tropic and temperate regions of the world, adopt a white and cool-colored technologies for their roofs, they would be able to offset about 24 gigaton of CO2 emissions. As a comparison, the current emission of the CO2 for all around the world is about 25 gigaton. So that 24 gigaton is about 1 year of the entire world's CO2 emission. And the effect is significant. To look at it another way is that there are about 600 million cars in the world, and they all emit about 4 tons of CO2 on the average per year. A cool and a white roofing program that can be implemented within a natural cycle of the next 20 years, that when the roofs come in for a new roof, installing a new roof, you would install a white roof rather than a dark roof. That would be a 20-year program of a cool roof would be offsetting half of the emissions from all these cars for the next 20 years.
Wow. That's what the numbers say. That's amazing.
That's what the numbers say. Yeah. And more importantly, these are the technologies that, as you mentioned in your introduction, we do have thousands of years of experience all around the world with it. Actually, I am finding it rather ironic that when it comes to my house, I do not put a white roof on my house, but I travel 5,000 miles away from my house to go to Santorini to see a white island.
It's beautiful. It's, you know, not to mention how beautiful the blue against the white is, but you're right. I've been to Santorini and marveled that everything is white. Why can't we paint our present roofs white? Is it too difficult to do that?
No, it's not at all difficult. It is an option, but it would incur some additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are thinking about getting the energy benefits to pay for the additional cost of having your roof painted by a professional, there is not that much of a energy savings to pay for that cost. But if you make that decision at the time that you are installing the roof,
right,
the incremental cost is zero. So if you want to go and, you know, find a weekend and paint your roof and coat your roof with long-lasting white material, I'm not going to stop you, and I'm actually going to join you to do that. But in terms of the cost effectiveness and counting the bins, probably a better way is to do it at the time that the roof needs a major renovation.
I get you. But, of course, you could cover your roof in solar panels, and that would shade the roof also.
Is also an option. And one point that I always make is that people typically install a solar panel only on something 20 to 30% of the roof area. You can still enjoy both having a solar panel as well as a cool roof.
Now let's talk about all the blacktop road surface. You know, everybody notices how hot that gets immediately from the sun, just the sun, even in the wintertime. What could we do for that? Is there a kind of black top that could be made a white top instead, or at least closer to something that's more reflective?
There is a variety of options available for installing light colored or cool paved surfaces, and this all depends on the type of surfaces that it's out there. As an example, if one is installing a blacktop for their parking lot, one can install in areas that water is not a problem a grasscrete, which is a mixture of grass and concrete base that make the paved surfaces cooler. That's one option.
It's because it's glass. The glass reflects it. Can you see the glass pieces in it?
No, not the glass. The grasscrete.
Oh, grass.
Grass. That is correct. This is a matrix of concrete cinder blocks that in between them grass is growing.
Oh.
So that is called as grasscrete. And in the mix of the asphalt, one can use lighter color aggregates rather than dark color aggregates.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are technologies that allows the first one put the dark asphalt binder on the surface on some limited number of low traffic roads, and then spray light color aggregates on top of those, and then press this light color aggregates into the binder. So that's yet another technology, which is known as chip seal technology. And more importantly, a lot of people are installing concrete in some of their paved surfaces, such as driveways, sidewalks, and some high traffic area roads. And using concretes that are low in carbon content would make those paved surfaces a lot more reflective than a typical the dark black asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also make the final point in here that we are not asking and we are not looking for road surfaces to be white. We are really thinking about road surfaces to be, rather than black asphalt color, to be the color of an aged concrete. The difference in the solar reflectance of these two surfaces is about 0.15. That would mean that a concrete surface would be perhaps about 15 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than a blacktop surface under a peak summer condition suns.
Wow, that's interesting because one of the things you see homeowners doing, they're putting down the sealer on their this big black sealer on their driveways. It's too bad you can't find something that's a little lighter colored that you could put on your driveway.
Those technologies are available. Those yeah. Those sealers are being used at more or less the same price, which come in a variety of color, including gray and whitish, that people can use for their driveways, and it does seal the driveway, and it keeps the driveway cooler, so it would not crack as often because of the expansion and contraction during the daily temperature cycle, and it actually may prolong the life of their driveways.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us. It sounds like it's something we all can do.
It's a pleasure, and I am hoping that the world would join this call of Dr. Chu in a 100 Cities Cool Cities program that we are trying to implement these concepts of the cool roofs and cool pavements for the 100 largest cities of the world. Right. At this time, I do have some initial promises from some large cities such as New York, Taipei, Sao Paulo, Osaka, Hyderabad, wow. Delhi, that they all would love to join this program.
Well, good luck to you, Hashim Akbari. He's a senior scientist and leader of the Heat Island Group at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California.